Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Esi, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Sefer Torah, the laws of Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, in Sefer Hav, in the Book of Love, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the sanctity of a Sefer Torah. The Rambam begins Halach Af regarding first summarizing all the things that invalidate a Sefer Torah. Nimtzei Salam, it comes out that you learn as follows. Esrin Varmim, there are 20 things, Shabachal Echemim, that every one of them, Paisal Sefer Torah, would invalidate a Sefer Torah, which this concludes the ideas that we mentioned in the previous Perek. And one of these things happened to the Sefer Torah. It has a sanctity. It's like one of the chumashim, a fifth of the Sefer Torah, which they used to teach the children. But the imikadusha Sefer Torah does not have the sanctity of a Sefer Torah. They incur by Berabim, and initially one should not be using this for read in public by the Kriya Sater. And these are the 20 things. Aleph, number one, imnichtav al orbehem etumeh, was written on the skin, the parchment that's from a non-kosher animal. Beis, number two, shenichtav al orbehem etumeh, sheinim umed. Even if it was written on the skin of a kosher animal, but it wasn't processed in the processing of turning it into the appropriate piece of parchment. Gimel, number three, shayim ubid. It was processed, but shalei l'shem sefer Torah, not for the purposes of being good for a sefer Torah. Dal, number four, shenichtav shalei b'makom ktsiba. It wasn't written where it's supposed to be written, where alagvil, which is one type, is b'makom baster. It's supposed to be, meaning if it was written on the place where the flesh is, meaning the underside, which is supposed to be written on the outer side where the hair is, and valaklav, and if using parchment, is b'mokim seir, is actually, if it was written on the place where the hair is, when really supposed to be written on the inside. So depending on what you're using, if it's written in the wrong place, that would be invalidation. Hey, number five, shenichtav miktsase ala gvil miktsase ala klav. Some of the Sefer Torah was written on gvil, some of it was on cloth. Either one is okay, but you can't use a combination of the two of them. Vav, number six, shenichtav al duchsustus, which that is the part when you split the piece of leather, the skin, in its thickness into two, the part that's towards the flesh, that's invalid to be used for a Sefer Torah. Zayin, number seven, shenichtav b'leisirta. It was written without scoring the lines, without carving in lines. Ches, number eight, shenichtav b'leishachar o'imed. It wasn't written with black ink that could last. Test, number nine, shenichtav b'shalashayin, is written in other languages. Yud, number ten, shekasav b'min, was written by a heretic, or koyetzibay m'shabsulma, or someone else that similarly invalidates a Sefer Torah. Yodav, number 11, shakasav askaris for the kavana, the God's names were written without a specific intent for kedushas, shem Hashem. Yud, base number 12, shechisav ala oisachas, it was missing even just one letter. Yud, gimel, number 13, shechisav ala oisachas, it had an extra, even one letter. Yudal, number 14, shenogo oisbois, one letter was touching another letter. Tezvav, number 15, shenifsu te tzuchas eis achas. There was lacking the form of one letter, actually, tikore kol ikka, that it couldn't be read at all, oisidmel eis acheres, or that it appeared like another letter. And this is beim ikar ksiba, but this is whether this happened in the beginning of when it was being written, or beim neka, whether because it developed a hole, or beim kera, whether it tore, or beim tish, whether it smeared, where now it looks like some other letter, where if, let's say, it's the bottom leg of the vav, part of it got erased, and now it looks like yud. Either way, that would be invalidation. Tezayin, number 16, shehirchik. One distant oichikr were brought close. Bein ois lois, between letters, ashetirah ha-teva k'shteyitevis, that now the one word looks like two words because you made such a big gap, or shteyitevis k'teva achas, so now two words look like one word because it was too close. Yudzayin, number 17, shashin etzuchas ha-parashis, where you change the form of the parashis, which is psucha and stuma, and you changed it around. You did a stuma, psucha, stuma. Yudches, number 18, shashina tzuchas ashiras, where you change the form of the shira, it's the shira seyam nazina, which is written in a specific type of a brick type of work. Yudches, 19, shakasa b'sharks of kashira, you wrote the rest of the writing of the Sefer like a shira, which is not supposed to be written without those gaps. And chav, number 20, shatuf ha'yiris b'legidit ha'ira, where you stitched the parchments without sinews from a kosher animal. All other the psulim are lemitzvah just for the primary mitzvah, but it's not critical. But there is actually one more that the Rambam himself brings in the first parak, where if you write part of God's name on the line and part of it suspended, there would also be a psul. There would be ma'akav. Halacha Beis continues with the Sefer Torah and the Tashmish Kedusha, things that assist this holy item of the Sefer Torah. So Sefer Torah kosher, a kosher Sefer Torah, noigim mekedusha yisera, you have to treat it with an extra level of sanctity, b'chava gavel, and great honor. One's not allowed to even sell a Sefer Torah, even if he doesn't have what to eat. Even if he had many Sefer Torah. Even the old one, to buy a new one, you're not allowed to. You're never allowed to sell a Torah scroll, only for two things. If you're going to use the proceeds to learn Torah, or he's going to use the money to marry a woman. And Bu, that is only if Shalila Dubar Achalimkar has nothing else to sell. Then those are the two exceptions. Aloha Gimel, Sebatur Shabala. Torah scroll that got worn out or Shnifsel became invalid. So Nice Nice Bikli Kharis, what do you do with it? You put it into an earthenware vessel, but Kraven Nice Ezel Tamilakam, you bury it near the burial of Tamaruk Skalas. Vazurigin is also, and that's the way you bury it, that you hide it away. Mitbuchay Svachim Shabal, with the mantle, the cover of the Sefer Torah that got worn out. Oisin Tachrichel Mes Mitzah, you make burial shrouds for a Mes Mitzah, someone who dies has no one to bury him, you use that to bury him in. Vazurigin is also, and again, that's the way that you bury that mantle. Alachadal, Tik, Shahuchan the Sefer Torah, the container that was prepared for the Torah scroll, the Hunachbay, and it was actually once placed in it. So it wasn't only prepared, it was prepared and it was placed in it. So too regarding the mantle, which is the cover that's put over the Sefer Torah, but Aaron and the Ark of a Hamigdol Shemanichem by Sefer Torah, different interpretation of what the Migdol is. It could be the bench, a high bench that was on the Bima, where the Shlich Tzibah puts it when he leans from it, what we call the Bima. Shemanichem by Sefer Torah, where they put the Sefer Torah on it. Avbish HaSefer Potech HaTik, even if the Torah scroll is in its container, but it's on that item, and the chenakise, so to the chair, shuhuchen l'nechel of sebetar, that's prepared to put the sebetar on it. The hunuchel of sebetar, and the sebetar was placed on it. Hakol tashmish kedusha, and all these are what's called ancillary, they're all assisting elements of sanctity. Vosel zarkin, now let us throw them. Ele kishivlu, rather, when you, they now throw them away. Ele kishivlu, rather, when they get worn out, or kishishabu, when they break, nignazin, they have to be buried, they have to be hidden away. But the platform that the chazan, that the balkari, that he stands on and he holds the sefer, or the tablets that they would write for the children to learn from, that does not have the sanctity of a sefer Torah. So too the golden and silver pomegranates, similar things that they make as ornaments for the sefer Torah, they're also elements of serving sanctity. Now let her go ahead and use it for something mundane. Only if you're selling them to purchase with their proceeds, then you'd be able to, because that would not be considered as a disgrace. That would be considered as an upgrade. Halacha, regarding the ways of utilizing the Sifrei Kodesh, you're allowed to put one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, which is only a fifth of a Sefer Torah. You could put the chumash, which is one fifth of a sefer Torah, in the vim uksubim, on the writings of the prophets and of the writings. You cannot put the later prophets nevim uksubim on top of chumashim, and below chumashim gabe sefer Torah, you can't put a chumash on top of a sefer Torah. And all the holy writings, even just halachas and agadic teachings, asl zarkin, it's forbidden to go ahead and throw them when you're passing it to the friend. You cannot throw it; you have to pass it. Hakameim amulets. Which people wear around their neck and they carry with them as a way of protecting them. If it has ideas of holy writings, because some of them had just herbs or certain things, but if it has holy writings in it, you cannot go with it into the bathroom unless it was covered with a piece of leather. Halach above, lo yechaz odim sefer Torah b'zroyu. Person should not hold on to a Torah scroll in his arm and be kunis by the meis mechas and go into the bathhouse or the bezekis or into a lavatory or the bezekvars or into a cemetery. Abishu karach b'mitpaches. Even though it's wrapped in this mantle, in its case, and menosah b'tech hatik shleih, and it's in the case that actually you hold the Torah scroll into that, no. Even with those things, you shouldn't go in. Lukabayin, you shouldn't read from the sefer Torah shi'ach garba amas until you're ready 4 amas away min ameis from the dead person, maybe bezekis or from the bathroom. And neither should you hold the Sefer Torah when it is undressed, which could either be the Sefer Torah. You're not supposed to hold the Sefer Torah when it's not with its mantle. You're not supposed to hold the scroll itself. Or when the person is undressed, shouldn't be holding the Sefer Torah. And once it's forbidden to sit on a bed where the Sefer Torah is on it also. If the room has a Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to have marital intimacy over there until you take out the Sefer Torah, or until you put it into a vessel, and then you put that vessel into another vessel, to another container, which is not the designated one for the Sefer Torah. Because the vessel that's usually that's designated for it, then even 10 vessels, one inside the other, would all have a halacha as one vessel, and it wouldn't be enough. It has to be what's called a kli b'tar kli. Or until you make a partition of 10 tefachim high, im lo hayla bayisachar, but he didn't have another room where to put it. But if he has another room, then you're not allowed to have marital intimacy, even with a mechitza, until you actually take it out of the room. Halacha ches. Kala Tamein, all those that are ritually impure, Bafila Nidis, even menstruating women, Bafila Goy, even a non-Jew, Mutulecha Seba Torah, but the Kizbaya is allowed to hold on to the Seba Torah and read from it. Shein Divri Torah Mekam Tom, because the words of Torah do not receive impurity. Vahu, that is, Shalay Yi Yodim Mitunafis, as long as one's hands are not filthy, Oy Melechlochis Batit, or muddy, or smattered with mud. Rather, you should first wash your hands and then touch it. Halacha test. Whoever sees a Torah scroll k'shem halach when it's being transported, one has to stand up in front of it. Everyone has to stand until the one who is walking with it stops. When he reaches to his place, meaning if he's stopping only as temporary to regain his breath or something like that, that wouldn't be considered stopping it. But when he reaches to his place, he stops. Oh, Yachis Kasame name, or until that he's covered from their eyes, that he's far enough that they can't see him anymore. Vachkach Yimaton Lesha, but then they're allowed to sit down. Halacha Yud, regarding the place where we guard and protect the Sefer Torah, where we keep it. Mitzvah Yachad, the Sefer Torah Makam. It's a mitzvah to designate for the Sefer Torah a place, Ulachabdai, and to honor it, Ulahadra, and to glorify it, Yesimidai, very much so. Which is what we do with the Aron Kodesh. Now, because Devarim Shebeluchas Abris, the things that were by the Luchas, the Ten Commandments of the Covenant, which was in the Aron Kodesh, which is a special place where to keep it, Hein Shebechol Sefer, that's what's in every single Sefer Torah. You have the Aseres Sedevos inside of that too. So therefore, it has the same type of honorable treatment. Lo Yodah Kodem Keneged Sefer Torah, a person should not spit opposite of Sefer Torah, but Lo Galer Vosek Keneged, they shouldn't reveal his nakedness, his general area, opposite to Sefer Torah, believe Shadraglev Kenegdai, and he shouldn't either spread out his legs opposite, or it could be read Yaf Shit, should not take off his shoes from his feet opposite to Sefer Torah. Velo Yenechen Al Reisha Kamasa, he shouldn't put on his head like a load, like a bag that he's carrying. Velo Yachsa Achrev LeSefer Torah, he shouldn't turn his back towards the Sefer Torah. Unless it was 10 Tvachim above him, then it's considered like it's in a different domain, and that's not a problem. If he was going from place to place with a Sefer Torah, and he's transporting a Sefer Torah with him, he shouldn't put the Torah scroll in a sack, put it on the donkey, and he will be riding on the donkey also. Now, if he was afraid of thieves, so then mutter, that would be permitted, because he doesn't want to hold it. But if there's no fear, then he holds it on his bosom, on his chest, opposite his heart, and he's riding on the animal, and that's how he goes. Whoever sits in front of the Torah scroll, Yeshub Chayib Reish Sid, with a heavy head, meaning to say with a certain heaviness, Be'im of Avachad, with fear and with trepidation, Shahua Eidah Nemel Chaboyim, because the Sefer Torah is the trustworthy testimony for all those who come into the world, like that it's the covenant between us and Hashem, like it says the Pasuk in the bottom, Bo'i Yasham B'chol Eidah, will be over there for you as a witness, V'chabdeu Kifikoche, and they shall honor it according to his ability. The earlier sages said, whoever desecrates the Torah, his body is going to be desecrated on the people. Whoever honors the Torah, his body will be honored on the people. Blessed is Hashem who assisted us to finish these halachas of Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah.